Something in Your Pocket, written by Cephala God and read by K-Verb. This is a Batman fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Dick and Jason, and is additionally tagged with mentioned conspiracy nerd Tim Drake, undercover, fake drunk, rated T for Todd, Dick Grayson is a troll, Bat Kids are powered by spite, and humor. Things had been suspiciously quiet recently, at least relatively speaking. There hadn't been much above the normal level of Gotham shittiness, which almost certainly meant that there was a huge shitstorm brewing on the horizon, and they just hadn't caught wind of it yet. Obviously, there was plenty of bat-themed surveillance going on at any given moment in Gotham, but sometimes a more direct approach was more useful, and Jason, unlike some people, didn't have to try very hard to blend in with the less savory side of the city. For example, he looked older than 12, which was helpful considering the kind of places Gotham's criminal element liked to gather. So, in the interest of not being totally blindsided by whatever catastrophe was coming, he was dressed in his most nondescript civilian clothes and headed to one of the multitude of grungy bars that collected unscrupulous Gothamites like Batman collected child sidekicks, planning to grab a beer and keep an ear out for any interesting chatter. Assuming he didn't hear about any dire and immediate plots to blow up the city, or poison the water supply, or unleash a swarm of genetically modified wasps, he could then go home and eat leftover Thai food, update some files, and maybe see if he could prod Tim into another angry nerd spiral by sending him terrible and extremely fake, unexplained phenomena, internet videos. Of course, because it was his life, that fell apart basically the minute he walked into the bar he had chosen as his recon site. It was instinct to quickly scan the room, noting exits and occupants and choosing where he was going to settle in and listen. What he was not expecting was to have his gaze snag on a very familiar face in the otherwise unremarkable crowd. Or mostly familiar. The combination of dim lighting and some light disguise work was enough to throw off any casual observers, but it just gave Jason an unsettling, uncanny valley feeling, because behind the dark contacts and subtle contour-shifting makeup, that was very definitely an extremely fake drunk Dick Grayson. Laughing and swaying and apparently oblivious to the carefully performative air of danger from the group of vaguely familiar, probably mob, guys he was with. Which was emphatically not Jason's problem. In fact, it was a good reason to bail and find a different bar to lurk in. Dick was infuriatingly good at undercover work and more than capable of taking care of himself, and there were decent odds he had at least one little bird on standby for backup. Jason had a mental image of Damian trying to gain entry to the bar, either as Robin or as a civilian, which would be a hilarious disaster, and he kind of wanted to see it. Whatever Operation Dick was running, he did not need anyone's help, never mind Jason's. More importantly, Jason might not have any idea what the hell this particular scheme was about, but he had a very good idea of how involved he wanted to be in it, which was not at all. Which, of course, meant that before he could execute his updated plan of quietly getting the fuck out of there, Dick caught his gaze, and his broad, fake drunk smile went bright and sharp in a look Jason recognized. With no small amount of foreboding, since it had historically preceded everything from creating headlines that gave Bruce a migraine to straight up running for their lives, as Dick Grayson getting an idea. Well, shit. Jason rapidly ran through options. Plan A, leave without getting spotted, obviously already blown. Plan B, leave anyway, and risk the probability that Dick was just enough of a spiteful asshole to turn it into a big attention-grabbing scene. Plan C, punch his dumbass brother in the face and then leave, upgrading from risk to certainty on the big attention-grabbing scene outcome. Plan D, resign himself to yes-anding whatever bullshit he was about to get handed. Dick broke away from the group and moved towards Jason, calling out what was either hey or Jay, Jason couldn't quite tell. Although, it better have been the former, because OPSEC shithead, the men Dick had been with, definitely some flavor of Gotham Underworld, definitely armed, had followed Dick's attention and noticed Jason, and he had just enough time to quietly mourn Plan A's viability and decide that at least if he played along, he'd have some control over whatever narrative was happening here, instead of just generating a whole lot of suspicious questions and potential unknown future problems for both of them, but more importantly, him, before Dick stumbled into him. It was a carefully calculated maneuver, Dick not actually making much contact or losing his footing, while making it look like the kind of drunken stagger that would leave him one helping hand away from face planting on the sticky floor. Jason probably could have held his ground even against the kind of collision it looked like easily enough, but he wasn't a highly trained vigilante at the moment. He was just some guy out at a bar. So he shifted with the motion as if it had actually jarred him and reached to stop Dick from completely toppling over, as Dick slung an arm around his waist, ostensibly for balance. The men Dick had just left were watching them with mixed curiosity and suspicion, and Jason surreptitiously kept one eye on them while he tipped his head slightly towards Dick, half so he could lower his voice and half to help hide the movement of his lips in case any of them were watching that closely. "How worried should I be about whatever the fuck you just dropped into my pocket?" he asked. There were a lot of possibilities, none of which he could confirm without giving things away, but many of which would land solidly on the very end of the scale. Dick mostly righted himself, although he was still fake leaning into Jason a bit. He shot Jason a quick, stealthy wink, still grinning, which was the exact opposite of reassuring, although Jason suspected it wasn't meant to be, because sometimes Dick really lived up to his name. "You should come meet my friends," he slurred, swaying hard back towards the group he had just left and trying, with a very sober amount of strength and coordination, which Jason did not appreciate, to tug Jason with him. He had mostly plastered on the same easy, drunken smile he had had before he spotted Jason, but there was still just a little bit of an edge to it, an unspoken, "I dare you," that threw Jason back to when he was a lot smaller and a little less cynical, and Dick was less of a, debatably, serious and responsible adult, and more of a fucking menace in a terrible V-neck costume. Jason knew better than to take the bait, of course. He had plenty of vivid memories of how that usually went, making himself sick, proving how many chili dogs he could eat at once, nearly losing a finger trying to juggle batarangs, jumping on goddamn trains. But he was maybe, definitely, enough of a spiteful asshole himself that he didn't want to give his brother the satisfaction of just backing down from the challenge, especially not if he could turn the tables on him. And he was a little curious about exactly what the fuck he had stumbled into. So, fuck it. Not like he had something more interesting planned for the evening, and this probably wasn't going to get him killed. And if it looked like it was going that way, he already had whatever Dick had just smuggled into his pocket. He could always just throw Dick at them and run. Dick could handle it. Probably. It was all his idea anyway. The end. Author's notes. This scenario definitely does not rapidly devolve into these two improvising things to try and trip each other up. Unfortunately for Jason, Dick is basically immune to embarrassment normally, never mind when he's pretending to be happily drunk anyway. The really fun part comes later when Dick has to try and get his MacGuffin back, because there's no way that doesn't end in a chase and or fight. Not me low-key headcanoning Disco Wing Dick as a benevolent bad influence on Robin J, because what else are younger siblings for if you can't mess with them a little? I say as the older sibling of someone who was extremely susceptible to doing things just because they were told they couldn't. Hey, if DC can retcon their relationship whenever they want, so can I. Please also consider Jason sending Tim videos like, "Look, Tim, it's a UFO. Tim, first of all, that's just killer moth. And second of all, you know aliens are real, Jason. They're not unexplained." Jason, "But what about this Bigfoot video?" Tim, "That's just a bear." The end for real this time.